So, let's take a moment to come into a very beautifully coherent heart space together. All of us breathing softly, deeply into that place of gratitude, into that place of appreciation for you being here, for us being here together, for the family that we are, caring for each other by showing up here and in the rest of our lives with the changes that we've learned about this weekend, with the compassion that we can open our hearts to ourselves and support ourselves and ourselves with compassion and healing, supporting the transformation that goes on every day as we move forward in this shift, this great shift. Take another breath. And allow yourself that yes inside, that this is who I am. This is the love that I am. This is the compassion that I am. This is the wisdom that I am. And this moment is the moment of openness and love that I am here for, and I am ready to receive each beautiful piece of light, love, and wisdom from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a simple channel. I sit before those who are watching in meditation and listening, many after the fact. And we have spoken even this day about so many aspects. The training today was you with you. It was how to receive, maintain, understand things like coherence. How to get into a position of consciousness that is more commensurate with a peaceful attitude. How to get to a place where you can see perhaps even the veil and maybe even get beyond it. All of these things that are studied in these days and other days and even alone in books and research, the human being continues to seek that which is invisible. You might even think the human being is saying, well, I know there is more. I'll tell you, there is more. And that is intuitive, is it not? That is something your innate tells you. And that's why you search and search. That's why some of you ask the questions, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Because you're aware of things that might step on it and stop it. And we've told you there are. We've told you that fear stops most things and that love and compassion is the accelerator. All of these things you bring to yourself personally, one by one, as you examine your own life. You know, there is a reason why in certain belief systems, the priests are called Father. There is a knowledge that perhaps is intuitive, that the central creative source of all things is like the love of a parent that's beautiful, a balanced parent, but beyond. And you'd be right. Not a bad parent, not a dysfunctional parent like perhaps you'd find in humanism, but instead a multi-dimensional creative source parent that knows no boundary when it comes to love and compassion and beauty. Can you imagine such a thing? That the Creator, if you wish to, is the Mother, Father, God, that all of the things that you think of, that you experience out of the womb, is also there on the other side of the veil. You'd be right to think that, and that is, if you want to even call it, the mind of God. If you want to say, what does God think about? Well, first of all, God is not a human, so there is no thinking. But you'd say, you know what I mean. What is God doing? What is the perception of God toward me, toward humans, and all that? And I would say this. The perception, what God thinks about, if you want to say that, is you. Life that has been created by the Creator is like sons and daughters that you as parents would have created through your biology and your love and the raising that you would do as parents. This relationship between what you have as parents and what the creative source has is correct. If you want to know, is there a symbioticness? Is there a comparison that you can have between the creation and you as parents? And the answer is the closest one that you can conceive of. It's the closest one. And so therefore, a lot of the things that you strive for truly are already answerable if you apply that symbiotic relationship that you would have with your parents or that you'd have with God. You need each other. Does God really need you? And the answer is God needs love. If you even want to say need or appreciation or any of these human being words that don't apply to the Creator, it's the best you can do to know that there is a symbiosis, a need, a want, a desire to communicate and to love and to have you actually open the door and say, oh, there you are. If you had children that were lost or behind a veil, if you had that, if that were something that were even possible, if you could create a story that was that way, and as they chip through that wall and that veil, and finally there's a breakthrough and you see one another, how do you feel? You may have lost them for years and there's a breakthrough and they see you and you see them. How do you feel? You both are weeping with a breakthrough. That's God. You want to know the mind of God? Is waiting for you to have the breakthrough. Now, I gave you a channel a moment ago called connection. I want this to be communication. It's one thing to connect, and it's another thing to communicate. And for so many eons, humans haven't even had the connection. Not really. They thought they did within the meditations, but we've said it only takes you to the wall And that veil that you see reminds you you're not really across it yet, and you wonder what's on the other side, this veil between you and God. But even as the greatest meditators, they're simply going to that wall, that place, and there they remain, because it feels great. You're almost there. But the breakthrough is when you connect and communicate. That's a different thing from meditation. Meditation, you sit and you assimilate all things and you're one with all. And this creates a paradigm that's beautiful for you. You are one with everything. But if you can communicate, you don't have to sit and meditate at all. You can stand and do. And that's the difference. And there are so many humans right now starting to understand the plan is for you to discover what's on the other side of the veil. That's the plan. If you had to say, what's the plan of humanity? It's discovering God. That's the plan. If you say, I came in with a contract, what's my contract? And that's to sit and discover how to be loved by God. That's the contract. And you would say, no, I mean the other things. Am I supposed to do this or do that or whatever? And the answer is, forget that. Your contract is to open the door. Because once you have communication, all of the other questions are answered. Do you see that? There's one who asked today, well, I've tried this and tried this. I really have. And she did. And she has. God bless her. She has. But the thing she didn't do was to wipe all of those things away and sit and be loved. Just sit and be loved. One of the hardest things you can do, dear. Just sit. And let the love of God wash over you so completely that you have to laugh and smile about all the things you were trying, because then you realize the synchronicity will line them all up, and all you have to do is let God love you. The shields that are put up by all of you at some level stop this from happening. And the shields are survival. And we have said this before. And the survival of being with others, of what they think, and the fear of failure, and you can start listing what they might be, and the lack of self-worth, and again, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Not understanding. All of those are shields against the love of God. All of them. Could it be this simple? I will tell you this. That even in the highest of science, of chemistry, of mathematics, there is an axiom that says that sometimes the simplest things are the solutions. It doesn't have to be complex. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to go through processes and procedures and climb stairs to be worthy of being loved by God. All you have to do is know it. Maybe it's time for those listening to sit and be peaceful and go into that which is coherence, being one with all things and saying, perhaps even out loud, I am ready to be loved. Almost. My partner, the engineer, sat in a chair. Total and complete unbeliever. Too smart to look, he was. And that's who he was. But through a set of circumstances, he had to sit in the chair and ask the question of spirit, is this real or not? Show me or we quit. I'll tell you, at that moment there was rejoicing. He just gave permission to be shown. Do you see this? He just gave permission to be shown. And he sat in the chair and said, Kryon, if you're there, show me. And what happened next to him is his story, is history. And the one he always tells, and he began to weep, and he didn't know why. And he was overcome with love, and he didn't know why. He didn't even recognize what it was. He popped out of the chair angry because he wasn't ready to cry. Like most men, he wasn't ready to cry. But he sat down again because he wanted to see if it was a fluke, or whether he had created himself, or whether he was looking at a cause and effect reaction like you'd look for in science. And he sat in the chair, and it happened again and again. And there was no communication. There was no, I am Kryon. There was none of that. He wasn't ready for any of that. He was simply ready to be loved. That's all. And oh boy, did that make a difference from then to now. Because every time he sits in the chair, he expects what he got, and he gets it. Because he gave permission to sit and be shown without any kinds of questions of, okay, well, how high should the chair be? How long do I sit? What's the temperature in the room that would be perfect for this experiment? Love's not that way. Love will grab you when it grabs you, and you know that. Even when you're not ready. And that is the basis of going through the veil. That's the basis of finding the love that is there to be found. And then all things will be added unto you. And that means that the things that you've asked about and questioned about, they'll come one by one, one by one. And you don't have to worry about how soon they're going to come. And don't dare ask. Because suddenly you're in this magic, if you want to call it, that world of multidimensionality where synchronicity starts to line up at its own timing, because synchronicity depends on others doing their thing as well as you doing your thing and being in the right place at the right time, and bam, there it is. Right when you didn't plan for it, it's there. How do you explain that? And there'll be those who say, well, you're so lucky to have had these things happen. And you'll smile and say, I am creating my own luck. And that's when they will pat you on the head and walk the other way. Too smart to look. These are the things that you are learning in metaphysics. There is more than meets the eye to absolutely every aspect and attribute of life itself. And you are about to discover some of the things that you've always wanted. But among all of them is peace. Personal, complete, and total peace will create a very long-lasting human who is resilient to disease. That is the secret of long life. That is the secret to health. And that is being peaceful to the point where you're always in a coherence of oneness with the creative source. And dear ones, if that's you, and if that's even partially you, I will tell you, you travel across the veil and back on a regular basis. There is no wall that will stop love, except that of unbelief. This is the message of Kryon, and always will be, and I'll be telling you these things for a very long time. Because there are light workers listening who are understanding it, absorbing it, and want to hear more. And as they create light and oneness using these things that I have just described, they light the match in the dark room called Earth, and others start to see better because they have lit the match. And as others see better, they fear less about who's around them. And I've said it over and over, this is the principle of light. When you all can see each other clearly, you'll realize you're all the same. You want the same things for your children, and you want the same things for yourself. And you want to be peaceful, and you want to smile more, and you'd like to laugh a little, and you'd like to feel comfortable with your own life. And I just gave you the attributes of almost every single human being on the planet. And when that is finally discovered through the mass media that you have, that some criticize, but you now can look at each other and talk to each other and discuss these things, there will be consensus. And with the consensus changes government and business and politics. That's the change that's coming. And it's at the grassroots level called you and love. You'll see. I'm about to close, and there are those who say this sounds too good. When? Cryon, when? When? I waited a long time. When? How long has it been since 2012? Oh, impatient one. In a few years, you want it all, don't you? And the answer is yes, you do. And the reason why, you want to know the reason why? Because your innate knows I'm right. Your innate can smell it. Peace on earth. You know I'm right. And you want it now because you can see it and smell it. It's almost like the meal is being cooked and you can hardly wait for it to be served. It will be, and you're going to be here when the time is right. Oh, dear old soul. Go from this place changed. And so it is.